You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, darlings. I'm Perry Lyons. I am so hot. All of my makeup, I just put the lipstick on again, but all of the makeup just slid right off my face. My entire face is on the carpet outside this room. Hi, fellow cherished ducklings. I'm Perry Lyons, and you're you, which is the best possible thing you can be. So I would normally say more, but my brain seems to be coming trickling out through my feet. I'm so hot. And I tried to put powder on, but I was so sweaty that the powder like stuck, and I looked like, you know, fried chicken when you dip it in the milk and egg and then you dip it in the flour. I was terrified. I'm like, I can't move this on. Somebody's going to come along and deep fry me. We can't have that. Although I bet it'd be delicious. Hi, I'm sitting here staring at my phone like a lovesick teenager waiting for your call. Bat, bat, bat. Or for you to send me a check for $5 million. But actually, I think I'd rather have you call me. And you know what? Both are good. So call me and I will discern your deepest secrets. And that's blackmail you. I don't do that anymore. I'm kidding. Heat makes you goofy, man. I have to tell you, I don't know how you people in the South do this. And I'm half like WASP, but I'm half like Russian, Polish, Jewish. And we're not built for this. Like, I'm built for snowdrifts and to have a child while keep picking potatoes, which explains the size of my hips. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me? I'm going to do the psychic tarot weather right now. And the psychic tarot weather is easy. I have to say, I invented this like first days of YouTube. Did I think to monetize it? No. I'm not bitter. So a couple things. If you're listening or hearing this, whether it's by accident or design, I think it's by design, but it's all good. It works like this. It applies to you. The first card is the card for starting now, first couple of days in the week. And this is how sort of everybody's going to be feeling. You know how, like, when you're in a mood, you look around, kind of everybody's in the same mood, like that. The second card is for, you know, weekend, going into, like, Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we're back here again. And we get to reset. Okay. Psychic tarot weather. I didn't pick these beforehand, so I'm like, what am I going to get? Oh, that's nice. Oh, my gosh. These are really good. You know, the funny thing is, this always works, too. I have people calling me up from all over the, well, 3-mile radius. No, I'm kidding. All over the world. And even I'm like midweek, I'm like, wait a minute. This came up in the cards this week. This applies to me, too. All right, so first card, we love him. He's the Knight of Wands. He's the Knight of Wands. Can you see this? Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. What do you call it? I am hot. Deck. Knight of Wands is not just a handsome man in shining armor. He's a knight in shining armor. It's usually men under 40 or 45, often because when you see wands, it's a fire sign. He could be a Leo, Sag, or Aries. You know, you might want to stay away from Aries men. Aries women are great. Hi, Jennifer. But Aries men, a little tricky. I mean, they're wonderful, but when, you know, it's like, have you ever coached like 4-year-olds playing soccer? And they're totally, totally into it. And they love you. And it's the best thing that, oh, who's that? What's that over there? That's Aries men. But this one's coming to your rescue in some way. Not that you need rescuing, but occasionally it's nice to have somebody gallop in and say, hey, little miss, you need a hand there? That's kind of what's happening. And then what's happening, I'm not making this up. The Ace of Cups is, among other things, it's conception card. As you can see, there's something coming down from heaven into this cup, which I'm not going to tell you what that represents. But it can be a conception card. But most often, aces in tarot, as in poker, are very, very good. We like them. They indicate the beginning of a whole new cycle. Hi. Oh, Nicole in Park Hill, Missouri. I was just talking about how much I like Missouri to my friend Jessica, who lives there, was born there. Hold on, I'll be right back. Meanwhile, do the deep vagus nerve breathing. So you're going to go like this. And then take one more breath. And then let it out like this. Which is not very dignified and highly amusing to any toddler standing around. Do that three times. It resets your vagus nerve, which is your nervous system. As opposed to your vagus nerve. I never get tired of this joke. V-A-G-A-S, which is where a nerve, when stimulated, you wake up in a seedy hotel in a Nevada city surrounded by 12 unconscious sex workers, 42,000 empty bottles of liquor, and a whole decade of your life missing. But enough about my life. Okay, so it's the beginning of a new cycle of happiness, love, and just, it's wonderful. I never get to see it, so thank goodness we're getting it for you guys. And last, we have Temperance. Temperance, it can be a sobriety card, which is always good. Shout out to all my sober friends. You're doing great. So proud of you. But the Temperance card is, it's kind of like, take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. That's kind of what Temperance is. Relax, calm down. It doesn't have to be solved right now. Trust me, the queen of procrastination. But relax and kind of take a middle road here. Okay, my dear Nicole. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, I guess that's it. No, hi. I love Missouri because isn't the state motto is show me, right?
Yes.
And then I think of it like as a combination of skepticism and barbecue, which is why I love Missouri. What a great combo. I like to connect to people. Hi, sweetie. I'm glad you called. I like to connect to people through their birthdays. So just tell me your birthday. Don't have to tell me the year.
November 10th.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
November 10th.
Oh, look at you, you little Scorpio. We love Scorpios. I'm a Pisces. We're the only people on Earth who can handle you. Aside from maybe Cancer. And really, I was married to one for 15 years. We love them. Anyway, my little Scorpio, how can I help you? It feels like there's a question at the top of your mind that you kind of are like, I don't think I'm going to ask that. Ask that one. Why not?
I guess I just kind of general. I don't really, I guess, you know, I'm not working at the moment and I really can't. So I guess it's just a general reading, I guess. I don't know. I don't have a question.
Okay. I'm going to need you to speak up a little because I'm deaf as a post.
I'm sorry.
Not your fault. Not my fault. Okay. So you're not working right now. Is that something you want to fix? Or are you, feels like you're okay for right now.
Hmm? Yeah.
And, okay, a general is good. I don't feel like I'm doing my best job for you if I'm doing general.
Oh.
So let's start out with the first thing that's like the most up in your mind is like, what do I want an answer to?
My son. Well, my oldest son, will we connect again?
Your what guy? I'm sorry.
My oldest son.
Oh, God. Is he his 30s or 20s?
He's in his 30s. He's going to be hitting 30.
Okay. If he's going to be 30, the last 3 years have been hell for you. When is his birthday?
Yes. April.
I'm sorry, April what?
April 12th.
I don't know if you heard my intro about Aries men. I've engaged a couple of them. They're really difficult because you can... I mean, people say that Taurus men are stubborn. Aries men, they will not do anything you tell them to, even if it's like, get out of the line of fire. Those people have machine guns. They're like, I can handle it. When they think, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is a bad idea, they'll get the hell out of there. You can talk and talk and talk until your head turns blue and your toes fall off. But I think he's always been like this, and he's going to do what he wants mm-hmm. until he doesn't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to get too personal here, but I think we both know what the root of a lot of his problems are. Well, there are two roots, actually. One feels like something I'm not going to talk about, but as a sober person, I'm just going to say that direction. I also think, is he with somebody right now? Is he married or with a girl?
Yeah.
I don't like her. I'm sorry. I just don't. What?
Yep.
She's a manipulative... See you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I grab my... Yeah, she's isolating him.
Yep.
And... And she wants control over him. Do they have one or two kids?
No.
Okay, they're going to. I'm sorry, I'm always this blunt, but I don't usually say things like, I don't like her. I don't like her.